This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now, here's Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The simplicity of this song.
It's feel-good music.
There's a certain part I'm waiting for. I don't know how much of it we can play.
I don't know.
I know this. Oh, man. I don't know when it is.
I don't know.
Nevertheless, Rise Guys Morning Show. Oh, there's your song, Dan. Rise Guys Morning Show.
I feel like that song is largely forgotten.
This song?
Yeah. You hear it every so often, but it just gets completely forgotten in the interim.
Who sings this?
Dead Eye Dick.
I'm trying to think of the year. I have no clue. I want to say like 98.
I think it was before that.
Oh, really?
Also, I mean, I could be wrong. It sounds earlier than that to me. The way the song sounds more mid-90s to me. 94. It was on the Dumb and Dumber soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
See, I've never heard this far into the song.
Yeah, I don't think anybody has.
A little interlude. I want to be at a concert when the crowd goes rah together.
Yeah.
Rah. In unison. Sounds like a pack of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Mid-90s, the movie?
No, I never watched it.
Yeah, as well as Jonah Hill wrote in there, people were like, oh, this is good, man.
It didn't seem good to me.
Yeah, it was awful.
I was mid in the 90s. Now I'm mild. No, I'm fire sauce. I don't know. So, Shane, I was going to see if we could talk the whole song out.
Right, we will. We'll be talking after
it's done. You imagine if you were there. Everybody does their hands together like a dinosaur.
And then rah,
rah.
It's fun.
Did you hear the part you were looking for?
No. It must have been a different song.
Different song. Different song.
I thought there was a part where it sounds like they're saying something else and they were not.
Oh, I think about
AC/DC.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
No.
It says Barry Moore. I know that part.
Barry Moore.
Ah, hell, I don't know.
He's a vegetarian. Barry Moore.
One thing that we can... not one thing. I did that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we can do is, I think this is awesome. Now, I'm not too high on Dan right now because he's messing with me about my song.
Dan.
I think he is. Either that or P1 Dan from Columbia, the guy that does parody songs.
You know, he likes to do his own thing. He don't like help.
But I'm going to tell you something,
very
man.
Independently minded.
I heard this, and I was like, if I were in the room with him, I would just look at him from across the room and say, son.
Oh, this is an approval.
Oh, man. I think this is the thing I was talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Is the guy that had the ice cream fountain that says, what if we put a cherry on top?
Yeah.
Take something you already love and makes it that much better.
Yep.
Are you like me? Do you love the FOF line? But that song just kind of is like, oh, God. Like, now it's so in my skull that I don't remember the other phone number from the real song.
In my skull.
Pardon. 8675. I had to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard this. Do we have it?
We have it.
You got it.
Call in to complain because it's our Friday. Call 864-241-4318. If someone pissed you off, someone pissed you off, call into the Rise Guys. Oh, and call in to complain because it's our Friday. Oh, yeah, it's our Friday. Call in. Call in.
Wow, that's soul.
Ah, man, that's good.
Well, he ends it just like Roel does.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, man.
Yeah. The singing of the phone number is great. I love it. I love the way that he bleeped his own stuff. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. It's really well done.
I love it.
Do you get nervous about complimenting Dan too much? Because
no, he's not like you.
He might big time us. He might get an inflated sense of self-worth. Is what I'm saying.
He does the little jingles for YouTube or whatever he does. Like, this is just, he does that for us all gratin or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I know, Paige.
We all love potatoes, and he knows.
I love free potatoes. I love them all gratin.
Cheesy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't call him cheesy. He's got a certain sound to him. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the hell out of it.
I want to hear what he don't send. You know he's got to throw some stuff. He's like, I don't like it. Don't send it. I want to hear that stuff, too. There might be some good stuff in there.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, we want, you know, the way that is. I mean, you've, what's something you've done? You said, oh, I'm just not sure of it. What have you created, Fat Boy? I mean, there's got to be something where you're like, oh, you know what?
This.
No!
I don't like that.
I liked it. I think you did a good job.
Yeah.
There's like two more you made that we hadn't played yet.
Maybe.
I think there's two.
Trying. Hang on.
You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain.
I can't believe I overmodulated it.
I know.
I must have forgot to take it down.
I'll show you the way.
That might be too much.
That's my favorite.
It might be a lawsuit right there.
I know.
Coming eight ways.
My cow's going to sue for copyright infringement.
It was a nine-way suit now.
I mean, there's a hard end on that move.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, no.
Yeah, listen.
There's somewhere I gotta go, and you don't know what it feels.
Oh my God.
You don't know what it feels to be me.
That's beautiful.
Nine's working on a project. He's gonna get in touch with Shooter McGavin, you said.
Yeah, I am.
Try to get him to do a cameo.
Yeah, I was trying to get up with Christopher McDonald. You know, we're cousins.
Yeah, from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
We might have to. It might be an expensive cameo. I have to chip in on that one.
He's going to ask my cow a question.
Well, no, the cow is playing Shooter McGavin. We got to get Sandler to play the
other
part.
Oh, that doesn't make sense, does it?
Well, the cow will be in the role of Shooter McGavin.
Okay. Who's going to ask him if he eats pieces of crap for breakfast?
Yeah, Shooter McGavin can't ask Shooter McGavin.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be weird.
Introducing the cow. Known professionally.
Oh, man.
But, you know, there was a while he didn't send stuff in at all. So he just hit a little lull.
I'm for equality, and I mean that. If it was one of y'all and I noticed something, I would absolutely say this. Because it's Paige, I'm not. You got laid last night, didn't you? Look at her, dude. Look at it. Instant gin blossoms just then. It was like fireworks in your cheeks.
Are you trying to be mean?
No, I'm not. Like, you are just like.
Maybe it's a little.
There's a glow or something.
Was there birthday sex?
I did yoga. Alone.
Is that the code for birthday sex? Is did yoga?
There was none to be had.
Maybe she got to facilitate, and that's just as good as some women,
I
guess.
You know, I started watching something on HBO about these.
Was it real sex?
No, murders. Oh. So I watched murders all afternoon.
Well, you're a white woman.
Uh-huh. Isn't that sad?
As far as we know. They got a lot of murder stuff on there.
Dude, uh-huh. Oh, man. If you like murders, then any streaming service is perfect for you.
It's true.
All of them are made for people. We're obsessed. It's a weird thing.
Like, to the point where, like, all these shows that used to, like, do murder mysteries and stuff are, like, coming back now because they're like, oh, you decided you liked it now, did you?
Yeah, people watch reruns of Unsolved Mysteries now more than ever.
Like, John Walsh's son is now taking over the helm.
Yeah. That's all that.
John Walsh is getting old.
It was something like your worst nightmare, and every story that was on there was just horrible, and I just went down that rabbit hole yesterday.
It's getting too eerie.
Wait a minute. Down that rabbit hole. I don't know what that means with women anymore.
I don't either.
Told that fat rabbit.
Watching TV.
Oh. So what is the man, I don't know what it is. I don't understand the I like a good horror movie. I don't like the okay, this is weird. I'm only interested unless they're famous. What, that's awful. Oh. Right?
Well, I mean, it's gotta draw you in, and
it's
that's
something
what,
too. Yeah, like even a lot of the Manson stuff, those documentaries and stuff. I would only know she's famous because you told me she's an actress, because they always say actress Sharon Tate.
But you also get involved if it's a local story.
Yeah.
Oh, like Lopez State.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And see, with me, I like to figure out who did it.
That's the great thing, but like, it's not that easy anymore, though.
No,
it's not just a whodunit, that's like murder mystery. Like, uh-huh. I think some women are going to leave there saying, God, no one really died? This is kind of a bait and switch.
This is lame now.
No, I'm leaving. I'm checking out.
I wanted to get some blood on my dress or something.
What is wrong
the girls
with me?
It's wild. All right, we will take a break. We will come back. It's Thursday, and I believe you know what that means.
I know what
y'all
that
ready?
Means. Y'all ready? I can't clap. I'm injured.
Jump up and down.
Okay. Can't do that either.
Facebook fussing.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments that have been screenshot by you, the P1s. Names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussing. Scene one. Playing the role of Wendell will be Paige. playing the role of Sha-Barbara will be Fat Boy. Just like Barbara with a Sha at the beginning.
Oh.
Playing the role of Jillian Diane Nichols will be freaking me. And playing the role of Mac will be Nine. And action.
Sha-Barbara posts the following to the Community Watch of Edneyville, North Carolina Facebook page. I wonder where I live next to Blank Mountain Road at Land Blanking Road. Sounds like you've been shooting that cannon for the last 7 days and nights. Some people are trying to sleep, okay?
Sadly, it's during the day and or used for agricultural purposes. Well, there's nothing that can be done. And I should also add, for agricultural purposes, it's also allowed 247.
Wendell, what reason would it be need at this time of year, huh?
They do it on Crab Creek all summer long just to piss off the summer camps. It sucks so much ass, so much. Not so much in the winter, but let camps open and it's on. Bunch of A hashtag holes. I hate their guts to the moon.
They do what?
If you look up, these cannon are banned in a lot of states. Okay? Someone needs to look up the laws. I did. We had a big problem with them when they used them here at us near the McDonald's. It's shaking our house so bad, the windows are damaged from it. Space, period.
When you live in a rural agricultural area, you simply must expect and accept farmers using these tools to protect assets. Furthermore, I was raised on a 600-acre dairy farm. If the average person knew how much damage animals can do, or if it was their crops, fields, or animals, I bet your tune would change. The use of these devices go back a long way. I'm sure those that don't sympathize can find an apartment or condo in town. Plenty of cookie-cutter developments to choose from where they don't allow, air quote, loud noises. Maybe if you ask nice, they may allow you to put out a bird feeder.
This area is unincorporated. Zone for commercial, agricultural, and one other. If I had millions invested in my farm, it aren't tootin' I'd use every means necessary to protect my investment. If it's the noise that bothers some, you got two options. Earplugs or move your ace.
I ain't got to have them to have to have a bird feeder out, you feel me?
Not at all.
It's like this, okay? We do have laws that said we have a right to live in our homes here, okay? And this bird can of crap has been banned. And I was told by the state level that it's not needed in an apple orchard. And by the way, ain't nobody moving.
Mac posts a gif of Woody from Toy Story that reads, "So long, partner."
Oh, you think that's cute? You a bully farmer.
Sha-Barbara, hey, I'm Jillian Diane Nichols. We live over here near Crab Creek, and I am right there with you, girl.
Hey, Jillian Diane Nichols. These fools on here, we don't need cannons near a school. End of story.
I know. I was just telling my husband, Bo, the very same damn thing. Burns me up. I'm ticked. Guys, let's be serious as a community. We had two guys on bikes last year with a gun. They were riding down Blank Road saying they were going to kill people.
Now, when was this?
Last year, I hate even typing. It hurts my hearts and chaps my hide. The youth football team and the cheerleaders were at school, and they'd been told not to mind the cannon noise. We didn't have one cop in Edneyville, but they were called, and yes, they catched them, and yes, they did have a gun.
Oh, amen, Jillian Diane Nichols. It ain't even Sunday, and you in here preaching.
Thank you, Sahara Barbara. Do you think if guys with a gun had made it to school, the kids would have known they were being shot at? No. They'd have thought it's from dumb cannons. My God. I say damn them in the butts.
Sha-Barbara and Jillian Diane Nichols, listen up. The laws allowing for the use of these cannons go back well before any of us were here. I don't care what some suit from Raleigh told you. A farmer has as much right to protect his assets, whether it's cattle or apples, as you do to gripe about it on Facebook. There are no projectiles coming out. It's just used to scare away pests.
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean? You are a bully farmer.
It means you should probably move. I'd hate for you to get hit by any air cannon bullets.
Hold up. Are you threatening me?
No, I need teepee from a bunghole.
Insane! Oh, man. Scene 2. Playing the role of Stephanie will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Donna Jo will be Nine. Playing the role of Michelle will be Paige. And playing the role of Uncle Jesse will be freaking me. And action!
Donna Jo posts a pic of herself smiling in a hospital bed holding a newborn baby girl swaddled in pink. Surprise! Sure did surprise me. Crying, laughing emoji, baby emoji, seven heart emojis.
OMG, congrats, girl. So precious. What did you name her?
Still trying to decide since it was such a surprise.
Okay, two things. Congratulations and what the blank?
Hey, girl, you can't even tell your family.
Well, kind of hard to tell anybody if I didn't even know.
Wait a minute. You didn't even know you were pregnant? Like, how in the hell?
I know. IDK.
What? Oh, my God, it was a surprise. Who's the daddy?
IDK.
Wait, so you didn't know you were pregnant and you don't know who the daddy is?
Well, yeah, I had no idea until I came to the ER with these bad stomach cramps.
OMG, you weren't even showing her anything. How did your skinny ass get away with this?
Oh, girl, I'm happy as a clam for you and the sweet baby, but I gotta say I'm worried as hell.
Well, why are you worried? She's healthy and I'm okay, too.
Well, ain't nobody seen you since last summer, for one. And I mean, it's kind of like, it seems like, you know, you did know and you were just hiding out. You couldn't hide it no more.
Ugh. Tag's Uncle Jesse. Please don't start blank and just be happy that girl and her sweet little baby.
Now listen, that's my baby brother's only daughter, so I'm going to worry, okay? I just want to know the girl ain't in trouble.
LOL, I'm not in trouble. Thought I had my appendicitis, but nope.
Well, you had your appendix out in high school, so yeah, that would be weird to have two of them.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Uncle Jesse, because this don't make no sense.
Y'all just stop it and admit that the Lord works in mysterious ways.
9 months of pregnancy and gestation is not a mystery, dear.
I just can't believe anybody wants to call her a liar right now when this baby is the most important thing.
Look, I'm not trying to judge her. I'm trying to accept her no matter what happened. I get being scared to say anything, though.
I wasn't scared to say anything because I just didn't know. But thanks for trying to piss on the happiest day of my life.
Bro, look, girl, you ain't got to say nothing. You don't have to know who the daddy is. You're close enough to grown that me and your daddy ain't going to go looking for that dude, right?
Well, if you find out who it is, please let me know.
How many dudes were you having sex with last May? I mean, God, I can't even believe I'm asking you this question.
I mean, don't ask questions if you don't want answers.
Ain't no answers. Ain't no name, no daddy. Nobody knew you were pregnant.
Yeah, so I guess don't ask questions, but maybe get off Facebook and go see your niece.
Who in the blank are you supposed to be?
Apparently, I'm the only one happy for Donna Jo and her baby.
Yeah, well, you always were an ignorant, dumb, stupid bitch.
And sing!
That was a tough one right there.
It was.
Because you know, and you know, you see these things and you're like, man, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
What you just heard was real. These were real Facebook arguments that were screenshot by you, the P1, sent in anonymously, of course, to the riseguys@aol.com. Names always change to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That, we're going to clap on this one. That was another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Be
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys morning show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. And Richard Simmons, he is working on his biopic. But he wants to make it clear. This one's minus Pauly Shore. Doesn't want to have anything to do with him.
You know what? Man, I knew you were going to like fly off the handle.
I think he could do a good job with it. He did some makeup tests. He looked just like him.
I watched it the other day. I don't know how I saw it. It was recommended on YouTube. A 9-minute short film where Pauly Shore plays Richard Simmons when he did his really manic appearance on Ellen's show some years ago.
Yeah.
And he wasn't good. He was just Pauly Shore dressed as Richard Simmons.
Just say he looks like him. Can he be him? No. I still say if you want someone who can really like sound like him and look like him with a little makeup, there's no question Lindsey Graham would nail
yes.
the role.
Yes.
He
would nail it.
Can you see the two? I mean, look at that.
I know,
he looks like him, but it was just Pauly Shore dressed like Richard Simmons is all it was.
It's the voice that's different, I think, that would throw
and
it
the
off.
The character, yeah.
Richard.
So Richard tweeted, quote, "I just read that a man that I don't know is writing a biopic starring Pauly Shore. I don't approve this movie. I'm in talks with major studios to create my own biopic with some help. Wait for this movie." And he also issued a statement through his publicist saying, quote, "The Pauly Shore biopic does not have my blessing. Some major studios are interested with me being involved in my story. Who should play me?
Cody Rhodes."
He says, "Tom Cruise." LOL. He's just being silly.
He's just being silly.
He's joking.
I can't play the role.
Oh.
Yeah, like.
I could be one of the extras in some of the old commercials.
Yeah.
It's a background actor. Thank you.
Oh, pardon.
I only know because I saw a new posting for new seasons of Gemstones. They're like, we need background actors.
Oh, it's not. You don't want to just be an extra.
They're like, if you can use your own car, we might pay you more money.
Oh, yeah.
But are you going to wreck it like you did in last season?
The Richard Simmons mystery has finally been solved, too. People were worried about him for like a decade, but it's just he just retired. He just got old and retired, and he was at the house hanging out. It's not that he was being held against his will or anything. He just got old and retired because he worked really hard for a really long time. He'd travel around all the time, teaching multiple classes every single day.
I remember one morning as a kid watching like whatever the talk shows were, and like he was on two different ones on the same morning.
Yeah.
God almighty.
He was all over that circuit. He traveled the country teaching classes constantly for decades. He worked hard, and he worked a lot, and he just got old and retired.
Yeah.
And people are like, where'd Richard go? He retired.
Yeah, but even then, you press photos or TMZ or just, he goes into Target in Clemson. People would lose their minds. I mean, you would see evidence of him living.
Yeah, he maybe just didn't go anywhere.
Maybe he's a recluse.
Like
but then again, if he was wearing like a hoodie and some blue jeans, nobody would think it was him.
I think
wearing the
maybe
tank top and
him.
Little striped shorts.
That was him and Easley, and it wasn't Pauly Shore.
Might have been.
Playing with you.
Dang it.
Have you ever been a victim of road rage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have someone do something horrible to
someone
you on the road?
Someone in this very room was here recently. They were telling me about off the air. Oh. I'll let them share.
Uh-oh. Well, a road rager, believe it or not, threw spaghetti at a pregnant woman. She was a victim of road rage. Now, who would do such a thing?
Should have kept her mouth open.
Yeah.
So, excuse me.
I was about to say, well, what'd she do?
Well,
what happened?
A woman in Indianapolis. She called 911 around 5 p.m. last week.
The border of Greece and India.
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. And she called 911 around 5 p.m. last week to report that she'd been a victim of road rage. She was concerned because she had her three kids in the car, and she also happened to be pregnant. And she told the police she was turning right when another driver turned left right in front of her. And she admitted to shouting at the other driver, and that's when the other driver brake checked her, flashed a gun, and tailed her. And at one point, she said, the other driver, also female, then threw a container of spaghetti at her, and it covered her and her car. And the other woman sideswiped her and pointed a gun at her. She was nuts.
Why is the spaghetti the story and not the gun, though? I had a gun pulled on me in traffic one time.
Me too.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, we deserved it, though. That's when the woman... There was five of us. I was in high school, and this woman cut my friend off driving, and he, you know, he's Billy Badass, and he's like, I'm going to follow her and I guess intimidate her or whatever. And we got to a freaking stop sign, and she got out of her car and pulled out her gun. And we were like, whoa! I mean, it was like Sandlot moment, you know, teenage years.
I just honked at somebody who stopped at the bottom of the off-ramp.
I think you forgot about the other one. Nine and myself were involved in. In the back of a car, and he threw a bowling ball at a mailbox.
That's true. That's true.
He pulled over at the convenience store.
Smashed in the back window.
Yeah. Dude pulls up with a shotgun.
What movie is that?
Dazed and Confused. It's always Dazed and Confused.
It always is.
Mine
always.
Happened, though.
It did. So did mine at the
I tell you all
ramp.
Their names, they'd get pissed at me.
I didn't like that shout-out, man. I wish you wouldn't.
Well, their kids listen now.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, it's weird.
That is true.
Like, don't tell any of your high school stories anymore. Our kids listen.
Daddy, what's the family?
It's nothing. Shut up. I know.
Well, the police showed up and tracked down the spaghetti thrower, and she tried to claim that the other woman was the aggressor, but the police didn't buy her story. They arrested her for intimidation and pointing a firearm, and thankfully nobody was hurt in this case at all.
Well, that's good, then.
Yeah. I say birds, no bangs when it comes to intimidation and traffic.
Yeah.
Just put your finger up. It's the same, like, I mean, if you really, like, brandish the weapon at somebody for just brake checking you or cutting you off or whatever, like, the things that you're trying to keep rights-wise, you're really, I don't want to say shooting yourself in the foot, but you really are. Brandishing it when you have no intent of using it is stupid.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Just to intimidate and scare somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to lose your right to
My
do
friend Barney
you.
Would do that a lot of times. Yes. Like, your bullet's in your pocket. You're not even loaded.
Yeah. I agree with that philosophy. You don't just go wave them around. Nobody needs to know you have one until it's time to use one.
Right. Like, yeah.
And even then, you know, they tell you if you have a gun, you better be prepared to hurt somebody, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah. That's why you carry brass knuckles.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't have
nipples.
Tulip rings.
Yeah. Brass nipples.
All right.
Well,
if you love Johnny Cash, you might really love this because a long-lost Johnny Cash album is coming out this summer.
How long lost? Late in his career?
It's 11 demos that he did.
Did he do a reggae album we didn't know about in the 70s?
Willie Nelson has one.
I know.
In 1993, so it's a few back.
Okay, 93.
Okay. Yeah. So it won't be.
So it's called Songwriter. Coming out June 28th. It's a collection of 11 original songs he wrote and recorded for demos in 1993, and he passed away in 03. So the only two of them have been released in any form. First is Drive On, and the other is Like a Soldier. They're both on his American Recordings album in 1994. The other nine songs are brand new to us anyways. We haven't heard them. And he wrote them over 30 years ago.
You know, a fun fact is I could have almost been fired because of Johnny Cash.
Yeah. You got in a lot of trouble over Johnny Cash.
I did.
He died.
And I loved it, too. I didn't love it. I was scared because it was what year he died?
03.
Okay. So it was the first year of the show. And when news came out that he died, I was like, I want to play Johnny Cash right now. Like, not as I want to play a song, Johnny Cash. And, you know. We did, and boy, God, I got oh man,
spiking. It was bad.
Oh, spiking, yes.
Let's see how that worked out. 20 years later,
well,
syndicated.
Cash and I are both outlaws.
Yep.
Well, Johnny's...
and I got a flexible boss that has a good head on his shoulders.
Well, Johnny's son, John Carter Cash, found the demos and rounded up a bunch of musicians to help flesh them out to see which one was better for this. And they just released the first track from it. It's called Well, All Right.
So these artists now got to know the stuff's going to come out afterwards.
Also, are we in the future going to look at is like, did you really find that? Or is that AI?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. You got to go ahead and rush it out now.
Before we push it out.
In another year or two, everybody just assume it's AI.
Yeah, they'll say, oh, yeah, he didn't ever sing Baja Men.
Yeah.
I don't know why that one came to mind, but, you know. But at the same time, it's like, well, if it was unreleased, he didn't want it released, he should have destroyed it maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm going to go burn a bunch of paintings when I get home.
Don't you do it.
And sometimes when it doesn't make a single, doesn't mean it's not the best song ever. There's reasons why. That's
exactly what it means.
Okay. My theory behind that is Linkin Park, and when they released Friendly Fire, that's a great song. It just didn't make it on the last album. All right. Well, I'm Paige. And those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it is true. You know what's crazier though is I could have really gotten more trouble because I also wanted to play the theme song to Three's Company in its entirety as well.
Yeah,
because Jack Tripper or John Ritter died that day.
Same day as Johnny Cash. Yeah.
Heart attack.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Paige. How can we celebrate John Cash today?
We celebrate him every day.
Well, I know you're in a goth phase, but still.
Yeah, we'll just wear black.
You want to?
What, wear black?
No, freaking Ring of Fire.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that too.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. Yeah. For real? I'm not like talking you into it.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah, we can go anywhere and
eat. Let's do it.
All right, good. All right, the Ring of Fire, we'll play it next. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.